hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Playin' Hooky Bow Fishing Podcast. I'm your host, Captain Cody. For this week's episode, we are going to have two different guests on the podcast. The first one that we're going to hear from is Captain Nick Mather with the Working Class Outdoorsman Charter Service out of Maryland. And our second guest is going to be Devin Heckman with Garpco out of Missouri. First up is Nick. Welcome to the podcast, man. How's it going tonight?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I'm really excited for this conversation. We were talking before we started recording how I enjoy looking at your Instagram page because of all the different kinds of fish you get to shoot and your sweet boats that you got rigged up out there. And I'm really looking forward to talking about the guide service you got running out there. But before we get into that, why don't we get a little background from you? Why don't you talk a little bit about how you first got into the sport of bow fishing?
Sure. So I guess it roughly started 5 years ago. Been like a small-time waterman most of my life, and I kind of got out of it and got hired by the railroad, CSX, and worked for them for 13 years. Decided it wasn't my favorite thing to do in the world and wanted to get back on the water and do that full-time. So my buddy actually built a bow fishing rig. We're going back 5 years. He built the bow fishing rig, and I was like, Garrett, you got to get me out on this thing. And he took me out on it one night, just one night, and I was addicted, dude, and I was like, I'm going to buy a boat. So I built the, you know how everybody starts out, just got a little tiny boat, 16-footer. It was a deep V, wasn't practical at all for boat fishing, but at the time, that's all I could do. And I built this boat. I think I kept it for roughly a year, and I built this, the power plant, the first boat we have, and started Working Class Outdoorsman, and the rest is history. Stayed on the Instagram page, built it where I wanted it. It's still growing today. I spend a lot of time on Instagram, as everybody knows, but I do book 90% of my trips on Instagram, so it actually has paid off big time for me.
Yeah, no kidding, man. That's and like I was saying, man, that Instagram page is gorgeous, really. I mean, if you guys get a chance to get on Instagram and head over to Working Class Outdoorsman, you're not going to be disappointed. There's some cool stuff on there for sure. Nick, why don't you talk a little bit about Maryland bow fishing? I don't think a lot of guys necessarily think of Maryland as, I guess, a bow fishing destination. So why don't you just talk a little bit about what you got going on over there?
Yeah, Maryland's definitely a sleeper state for bow fishing. It's not really on the map or radar of anybody's eyes, but we are the epicenter for the northern snakehead, the blue cats. We are allowed to shoot blue cats, and we literally have a ton of them. We are a tidal basin where I shoot. There's really no inland lakes or anything like that that we can shoot where I'm from. And really, across the state, there's not a whole lot of lakes to shoot. Actually, I really don't know of any to shoot inland. But so it's all tidal in the Chesapeake Bay, from the Potomac all the way up to Haverty Grace. That's my area that I cover. I cover a lot on the eastern side. We call that the shore. It's all swampland back there, long, long creeks that go way inland. You know, eventually they turn freshwater, and that's where you start to see your transition and find your snakeheads deep up in these tidal basins that turn freshwater. It's all tidal. When I say tide, some places lose and gain 2 foot of water every 6 hours, and some places lose 5 to 6 foot of water every 6 hours.
Wow, that's definitely worth hiring a guide right there just for that drastic change in water that quickly. That'd be pretty intense.
Yeah, and the snakeheads, you know, they're a pretty easy fish to hunt, but you got to know your tides. Tides everything. So earlier in the year, we shoot them on a low tide. If it's not a low tide, you're not shooting. You're not even going to find it. And it actually pulls them out of the frag and out of the lily pads. Live deep into the lily pads, and they actually will, when the tide comes up high enough, they'll actually go into the timber in the woods and in the frag. And that's where they live or whatever they do. We really don't know what they do or why they're up there, but that's what they do. And as the tide's pulling out, it pulls the fish out of these areas and onto the mud banks. You always see me in really shallow water, shooting them up tight to the tidal banks.
Wow, that's unique, that's for sure. That's definitely unique stuff, man. Awesome. So you mentioned shooting blue cats and snakeheads. What else are you shooting? What are all the species that you're shooting out there over in Maryland?
So we have long-nosed gar, goldfish of every color, blue cats, channel cats, quillbacks, carp, common carp. We don't have any buffs. That's basically it, really. trying to think of what else we would shoot. I mean, we got eels, stingrays. We shoot your southerns, your Atlantics, and your calanose stingrays. We have all of them. And your bigger stingrays are south of me. So Dust the Dawn Outfitters, he's the guy to shoot stingrays with. I shoot a lot of calanose, but he's the man to go shoot a bunch of big ones for.
Awesome. That's super cool, man. So let's get into the guide service a little bit now that we kind of covered your background in Maryland bow fishing. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you got going on for your guide service here?
Yeah, so this is going to be my second full season guiding full-time, not working for the railroad. I've accomplished enough to be able to do it full-time, which is pretty huge for me. My mate of 2.5 years has finally got his captain's license and got all his licensing to be one of my partners. We've partnered together and became business owners together, and we're going to take working class outdoorsmen to the next level. So we built the new boat, which is a beast, and I'm already got him booked pretty much 80%. I'm booked 80%, so it's working out really well. Instagram, like I was saying, is built my name to where, you know, I've only used Instagram to book my trips. I've never done an outdoor show. I've never had a Facebook. I think we have a Facebook now, but I've never been on it. He runs it. I don't know if I've booked any trips from it. But like I said, Instagram and all the little videos that we do, that's one thing that sets us apart from a lot of charters is I like to video my clients shooting, and I do it every night. I have thousands and thousands of videos, and I'll make them a 1-minute video of their whole night. And I don't charge them for it. I know some guys do, but it's just something that I enjoy to do when I get home, is just sit back and watch everything that happened, you know. We do have a world-class fishery that, like I said, we're a sleeper state. The blue cats are just insane. I mean, the amount of blue between July and October, it starts to dwindle down like late September, and by mid-October it's over, but the amount of fish that you have to shoot every night, it's pretty epic. I mean, I can almost guarantee if you guys shoot halfway decent, you're going to put 200 fish in the boat every night on a charter. And that's, you know, some guys don't understand why we kill so many fish. And it's not that we're any different than anybody else. It's just we have the number of fish for the people to get good.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. So what kind of, why don't you talk a little bit about the different kind of trips that you're offering? I don't know if you break it down by, you know, species. I don't know if, you know, just basically kind of walk us through how that works. Like if guys are wanting to shoot snakehead or if they're wanting to shoot commons, or like, how does all that lay out?
Yeah. So I really don't, I offer a flat rate. It's 1,000 for 5 people, 6 people is 1150, 5 hour trips. I'm not a watch. I don't watch my clock, you know. If we're on fish, we're going to stay out there and keep hammering on them. But if we've shot a bunch of fish by that five-hour mark, you know, generally I'll call it a night. We'll go back. It could take me an hour and a half to clean fish. You know, I got a boat to clean up. I don't leave the boat ramp without my boat being spotless. But I don't break it down between species because, you know, certain times of year I can shoot everything in one night. Like some guys come out and they're like, we just want to shoot a little bit of everything. We'll take our 5 hours, we'll play our tides out perfect, and we'll go shoot a little bit of everything. We might kill 2 or 3 snakeheads, a bunch of carp, and then we'll go shoot a trophy blue. You know, I have certain areas that I can guarantee a 50-pound blue cat. They just got to hit them, but we'll see them. You know what I mean?
Sure. Awesome.
So I don't really break it down. I mean, maybe one day. I know people that do, but I'd rather just go out and have a good time. Just let them tell me what they want to shoot, and I'll plan their trip for them.
Yeah, that's super sweet that you just have the opportunity to go out and do a little bit of everything and all in one night. That's really cool, man. So I wanna talk about a couple of the videos that I've seen on your channel, and it's specifically with the different kinds of ways that you're killing the fish, like. I've seen, you know, the bows and stuff, but I've also seen some spear stuff and some blowgun stuff. Why don't you talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, so we are sponsored by Tim Wells, and we do love the blowguns. We do throw the spears for killing stingray spears are a lot of fun. And, you know, the little kids can get them, like the 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds. They have a blast with those spears. The blowguns are a little bit trickier, man. It takes a lot of time out of your night. They're a lot of fun with, like, the goldfish and stuff like that. They hold the snakeheads really well until the grass pops. Once the grass pops, the blowguns are pretty much obsolete. We can't really use them. Once the fish get down in the grass, they pull the darts right out. But the little goldfish, they're a blast to shoot with them. I get guys that try to shoot stingrays with them, guys that try to shoot giant blue cats with them, and there's only been a couple guys that have ever really been able to do it. But I had a guy shoot a stingray last year with a blowgun. It was like 45-pound cow nose ray. That was pretty cool. It took us 2.5 hours to get him in the boat.
Oh,
but
wow.
Is what it is. That's all he came to do was shoot one stingray. Did that. I had a guy that wanted to kill a big blue cat. It took us 7.5 hours, but he finally got it done. And he killed a 44-pound blue cat.
Wow.
With the blowgun. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's... Wow, that's super cool. You know, not a lot of guys are offering, blowguns and spears like that. So that's definitely unique and something really cool that guys would want to book you for, I think.
Yeah, and, you know, we offer the gigs, too. The gigs is kind of not a sporty thing because you can pretty much just wipe out in the whole area with the gigs. But for, like I said, the kids, the gigs are a blast. And for a guy that's struggling to hit a fish with a bow, by the end of the night, I'd just hand him a gig and be like, here, get your fish. You know, if he wants to kill a trophy snake, the gig's like a last resort thing. He'll get his trophy fish.
So. Yeah, that's super cool, man. So now let's talk a little bit about your client base. And the reason I ask that is because I'm a huge advocate for getting new people into the sport. And basically just growing the sport of bow fishing as best we can. And so I'm just, I'm curious to know, what kind of people are you taking out?
Yeah, sure. So I don't know if it's just how I built working class outdoorsmen or not, but I get a mixture of 50-50. I get a lot of guys that bow fish from out west that come here to shoot these fish, and then I get 50% local people. And my local people are local Marylanders, you know, they're from anywhere from Haverty Grace to 3-4 hours away, and they'll book. They literally book 10, 12 trips a year with me. I've had every state in the United States on my boat in the last 3 years. I've had all 50 states, which is pretty cool. I have 98% repeat clients, so it works out pretty cool. But, you know, I don't get a lot of young kids. I don't know if it's just how I present myself on Instagram or whatnot. Like, I know, like, Arrow Assault Bow Fishing, he gets a lot of young kids. And I know he's a family destination area in Florida, and I'm not. But I don't get a whole lot of kids. I got certain repeat clients that bring their boys out a lot, but not a whole lot of kids. I wish I had more, but we don't get them. I'm not a travel state. Like, you know, nobody comes where I lived for vacation. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So they're coming here to shoot fish if they come here, and that's with me. Or they're going to Ocean City to go to the beach, one of the two. And then, like I said, that's Dusk to Dawn's territory. I don't really mess around down there too much.
Yeah, gotcha. Cool.
So, yeah, I wish we would kids. I don't know why, but we don't get a whole lot of kids. And women, too. We don't get a whole lot of women. I've had a few last year. I didn't get many last year on board. So basically, pretty much just all hardcore bow fishermen, and it's pretty cool to watch a first timer come on board. And by the end of the year, dude, he's a 5-star bow fisherman. You know, it's pretty cool to watch how it works out over the year.
Yeah, definitely. So, if guys are looking to book a trip with you, are you guys full for the year? You got some trips left to book? What do the books look like for 2022 here?
Yeah, each boat has about 30 days left available, and they're all going to be weekdays. I'm booked out a year, so if you want a weekend, need to book now. But, you know, if the guys can swing a weekday, that's the best time to come down here and do your trophy hunts is during the week. Weekends get pretty busy. We're at 13, 14 boats a night in certain areas, especially on the lower Potomac, dude. That can be a crazy place. A lot of boats down there. Weekends are hectic. Weekdays, you know, might not see a boat. So if I can recommend a good trip for anybody, it'd be during the week if they can pull it off.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. So what does the 2022 season have in store for the working class outdoorsman? Are you guys doing any tournaments, or you got any big projects in the works, or anything that you want to share on the podcast?
I think we finished our big project for 2022 a couple of days ago, and that's the new working class boat, fishing boat. We built a 24 by 121 new boat by a Luma Rider. It's got two gator tails on the back, powered by a 200 Suzuki. It's pretty sweet. I've only known one other guy that has a boat like this. He's out in Louisiana. So we're interested to see how this thing does. And Cody will be running that boat. Pretty sweet with that. But other than that, dude, we're just going to work on making some better videos. Got to step our game up with that. Keep expanding and doing better with that. And keep killing fish. I mean, that's what we do best, and that's what we're going to keep doing.
Yeah, you guys are definitely you guys are doing it out there, man, and that's super cool. So if guys are looking to book a trip with you, how do they go about doing that?
I mean, Instagram's the best way to get a hold of me, or, you know, they can just shoot me a text. I don't know if my number is even out there, to be honest with you, but Instagram's the best way to get a hold of me, and then I'll give them a call, and we'll get it booked up.
Awesome. And like I was saying, guys, I think you should head over to his Instagram channel, even if you don't want to book a trip, just to see all the cool stuff that they're doing over in Maryland. Go check out Working Class Outdoorsman on Instagram. Well, right on, Nick, man. I really appreciate you coming on the podcast, and super cool to hear about Maryland bow fishing and the guide service you got running out there. Thanks so much for joining me tonight, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Take care. Well, up next on the show, we'll be talking with Devin Heckman from Garp Co. Devin has been making some really cool content. He's got a really nice Instagram channel and a YouTube channel as well. And so we're going to be talking with him, going over, you know, some of the outings he's filmed and just kind of that whole process. But before we dive into that, welcome to the podcast, Devin. How's it going tonight?
It's going pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, super excited to have you on. I, you know, before we started recording, I was telling you, I was, you know, scrolling through your videos on YouTube and stuff, and man, you've just got some really cool stuff going on, and so I'm really looking forward to talking about that.
I am as well.
Awesome. But yeah, before we dive into the media platforms, why don't you just give us a little bit of background on how and where you got into the sport of bow fishing?
Okay, so yeah, it started about 5 years ago. With my buddy Jackson. So I'm here in Missouri, and one of the main lakes we have is the Lake of the Ozarks. And I remember him having a bow fishing setup, and I would always be the guy that's controlling the spotlight for him when we were going out. And I just grew very fond of the sport, and I ended up buying me a cheap setup off of Craigslist for like $20, and I got the AMS reel, threw it on there, and ever since then I've been really hooked in the sport. And have just been getting more and more interest in it and trying to promote the sport overall.
Well, that's awesome, man. And, man, promoting the sport today is such an important thing. And so it's really good to hear that, you know, there's other bow fishermen out there trying to promote it.
Yep, for sure. So I actually go to school for fisheries and wildlife here at the University of Missouri. And so I learn a lot about invasive species and what they're doing to the ecosystem. And that's another part of why I really want to promote the sport of bow fishing, just so we can make sure we have a nice bodies of water here in the future and they're just not completely taken over with these trash fish that we target.
That sounds really awesome, man. Mm-hmm. I love that. And that's such a big part of bow fishing too, is just, you know, a lot of these fish that we're shooting are invasive, and so it's just it can be really an important way to help control the population.
100% for sure.
Yeah. So now, fast forward to today. Are you still in Missouri and spending a lot of time on Lake of the Ozarks?
Yeah, I'm still here in the Missouri area. We go to Lake of the Ozarks a good handful of times throughout the summer, but the main area I like to target is the dirty old Missouri River. For some reason, the bow fishing there is just a lot more difficult, and it's a lot more rewarding than going to the crystal clear water of the lakes and stuff like that. So yeah, I find myself a lot of the times in the river just because I like to be away from the houses and the docks and stuff like that and just be out there and outdoors.
Awesome. That sounds really interesting. I'd love to get down there someday. That is, what a cool body of water.
It's definitely something to see. It's pretty crazy. The water out there is pretty wicked, and it's got a bunch of eddies, and it's a pretty nasty river. It can get real dangerous real fast, but I enjoy being on it.
Awesome. That's super cool, man. So now let's dive in to the media platforms you got going, your Instagram page and YouTube channel. So when did you start kind of wanting to go that route and, start filming a lot of your outings to put up on social media?
So I started the Instagram first, and that was roughly around 4 years ago now. And so I've always been super interested in taking pictures and stuff like that. And honestly, the people that follow me on my personal account, they probably don't like seeing a ton of the fishing pictures every single day. So I wanted to be able to share that with people that had the same passion as me. So I created Garp Code on Instagram. And I started getting into the videos once my sister, she actually bought me a GoPro for Christmas. And that really got me going on making videos and just another way of promoting the brand. And that's when I started the YouTube channel. And I also, we haven't really talked about it, but I do a TikTok account. And I make short videos on there as well. And at the end of the day, it's just to keep promoting the sport of bow fishing and get more people encouraged to do it and just aware that it is an option to do.
Awesome. Yeah, that's super cool, man. So where did the name Garp Co. come from?
So like I said, the guy that got me into bow fishing, my buddy Jackson, there was one day when we were bow fishing just off of bridges here in our hometown, and I had shot a gar and he had shot a carp, and I posted the picture on one of my accounts, and I put Garp. And it was just kind of something that stuck, just combining the gar and carp names together. And ever since, I've never really looked back, and that's what it's been.
Super simple, but it just works, man. I love it.
Yep, for sure.
Cool. Okay. So now, looking at your channel and stuff, are you strictly filming bow fishing outings, or are you filming anything else?
So bow fishing will always be my number one passion, what I enjoy the most. But in the past 2 years, I've gotten into hunting. And so, therefore, I'm going to produce, like, turkey hunting videos and whitetail hunting videos. And also, anything outdoors. Like, in this spring, I enjoy morel mushroom hunting. I'll do videos on that and how I like to cook them and stuff like that. But, yeah, mostly it's going to be bow fishing.
Awesome. That sounds like my kind of channel, man. Bow fishing's my number one, and I want to see that, like, almost all the time. But I also enjoy some of that other stuff, too. So that just sounds like a great little channel you got going. Yeah, so now let's talk a little bit about your camera setup, right? So you're filming all these things, and I think that's why you're on this episode. A little bit earlier, we heard from Nick, and he was talking about filming the outings that he does with his clients. And so got you on here to talk a little bit about your camera setup in case other folks want to be doing something like that.
Okay, so yeah, for my bow fishing footage, a lot of the times I'm just using a GoPro Hero 8 that's on top of my head. Just give a really good point of view of how it's actually is when you're on the water. And recently I just bought a pretty nice camera that I'm going to use for bow fishing as well, but mostly for hunting videos, which is a Sony AX53, and it's got a pretty crazy zoom on it. So if there's a deer, turkey 500 yards away, I'll be able to zoom right up in it and get really detailed footage of it. So I'm real excited to get using that equipment. But as of now, the GoPro Hero 8, it does the job just fine.
Right on. That's awesome, man. So you go out and you film these outings. You don't have to spend too much time on it, but I think a lot of guys who want to film get caught up on the editing process because there's just so much there. Can you just talk a little bit about what your editing process is like what softwares you use and all that?
So, yeah, a lot of people don't understand why I do this, but I actually do it all on my phone. And I've just kind of been self-teaching myself by watching different YouTube guys that are talking about editing and stuff. And the app that I use, since I do everything pretty much on a budget, I bought, it's called LumaFusion. And so you just pay $30 for this app. It's a one-time fee versus different editing softwares you got to pay monthly. And so, yeah, I just spent the $30, and I've just been learning this software ever since, and I'm happy with it. And once the day becomes or comes up where I want to grow and expand, I'll look into something more high-tech. But right now it's working for what I'm doing.
Awesome. That sounds like really easy, really nice.
Yeah, it's convenient, so I can be laying in bed and I can make a video versus having a laptop out where I'm on this editing software and stuff like that. And if I'm at school, have time between classes, I just hop on my phone, convenient, do it right there, and get the content out.
Awesome, man. That's great. I love that. So I think my favorite thing about your bow fishing videos is that most of them are in these little backwater areas, and you're always in a little boat. And, you know, on the last episode, talking to the Cajun 8 guys, we were talking about that's how everybody started bow fishing. And so I think that's why I like your channel so much, is because you're making videos like that. Like, why don't you talk a little bit about the whole little water, little boat thing?
So, yeah, I think just having a little boat, for one, when I first bought a boat, it was with me and my buddy Nick. And it was a 14-foot John boat that was 3 foot wide with just a trolling motor. And that's because we're in high school. I mean, rolling on a budget. And so that's kind of the reason we started with little boats, but I've grown very fond of them because you can go about anywhere. And the best luck that we have with bow fishing is during high water times when it's flooding, and nothing gets through trees and brush better than a super small boat. Like right now, I just bought a 14-footer again, but it's 6 foot wide, so it's super stable, which is a little 15-horse outboard on it. And it does the job just fine, and it's not breaking the bank.
Yeah, what a good way to promote the sport of bow fishing. You know, like it's not intimidating to look at what you're shooting out of, because that's attainable for just about anybody, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I think it makes it almost more rewarding when you're doing it out of something that's not costing a lot of money. Like there's people that do it out of kayaks, and I have a boat right now, but I'm thinking about just buying a kayak to just make that level of difficulty a little more and just make it more rewarding when you shoot a big fish out of something like that.
Awesome, man. That sounds super great. I love that. I hope I get to see some videos if that's the route that you go.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Cool, man. Well, as we're coming into the 2022 season here, what's your upcoming season look like? Do you have any projects you're working on or anything you're excited about that you want to talk about?
All right, so yeah, I'll be shooting for AMS. I'm part of their ProSAF. I'll be doing it for the third year in a row now. I'm going to be promoting their brand, and a lot of guys will argue about which brand's better and everything, and my response to that is it depends on your style of bow fishing, where you are, and AMS products work best for my style of bow fishing, and they treat me right, so I'll treat them right and promote their brand. So I'll have videos on the channel of different product reviews and the equipment I like to use. And this spring, so we'll have the bow fishing content come out, but we'll also have some turkey videos coming out with turkey hunting with me and my buddies. We hope to go down to Vicksburg, Mississippi again this summer. Muddy Water Camo, they're putting on a bow fishing tournament. The payout's pretty high, so if you're a bow fisher and you're willing to travel and you want to shoot in a fun tournament, I definitely encourage you guys to look into that and hope to see you there. And also, it's kind of been in the back of my head, just in the works of doing my own bow fishing tournament out of Missouri here. Not for sure on the location that would be, but I'd really like to get a Garpco bow fishing tournament put together. And just if you guys want to find out about that, check us out on our pages, and hopefully that'll become a thing here in the future.
Awesome, man. That sounds like a ton of exciting stuff. And, you know, if you end up doing a tournament, we can put something up on the podcast to let people know, too. If people want to follow along with your adventures and check out some of your videos and your pictures, where can they go about doing that?
Okay, so our Instagram is going to be Garpco, which is GRP.co. That's where I do most of my work. I'll be posting bow fishing videos and the different fish we shoot. And also, I'll post other people's pictures of fish. So if you want to be featured on the page, send your pics over. I'll check them out. And we can just talk bow fishing. Even if you just wanted any tips or had questions, I'm willing to talk. And I love just encouraging people to get involved in the sport. And also, the YouTube channel, there's a link in the Instagram bio. But if you want to just look it up on YouTube, it is grp.co outdoors, so Garpco Outdoors. And then on TikTok, it's my name, The Devin Heckman. It should be changed to Garpco, but I do car stuff related to it as well, so I didn't just put the Garpco name on it.
Great, man. That's awesome. And guys, if you're listening to this, I definitely encourage you to go check out some of these photos and videos on Instagram and YouTube. And if you're a TikToker, head on over to TikTok too. A lot of cool stuff on there, and looking forward to seeing some more here in 2022, man.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate it. I've been kind of slacking on the YouTube channel, but I've just been kind of taking a break. About to graduate here in May, but I'll be jumping back on it here this spring for sure. I have lots of good ideas for different video content related to bow fishing, just outdoors in general. So definitely check it out, and I appreciate all the support.
Awesome. Well, hey, Devin, thanks again for coming out and being on the podcast. It was great having you, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Alrighty, for sure. Thanks for having me.